Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 15, The Quiet Year, Dungeon World Part 3.
Oh, this podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
Last episode, however things end here in the end of the quiet year will determine how things begin in Dungeon World Season 2. How will the town fare? Will there even be a town left? Guess we'll find out. Don't forget to check out buriedwithoutceremony.com and buy all of Avery McDonald's awesome games, because, let's face it, we're enjoying them.
Yeah. An unattended situation becomes problematic and scary. What is it, and how does it go awry?
Oh, shit.
Plenty to choose from.
Well, the trolls, who we've been ignoring other than to try and set up a toll booth.
Because that could possibly go badly.
Saw that we're trying to stop their route of travel, and then trolls being quick thinkers like they are... Went, wait, why are we going around the town?
Oh, no.
Because it's much faster to get to Eldridge.
That's Southridge.
If we just go right through and then down, instead of going all the way around their fields. So the trolls are trying to establish a new trade route.
Oh, God.
To Eldridge.
Eldridge.
Southridge.
Right through the house.
Trolls are on the march.
Right through Steinstein.
I feel like that completely clears up one of my points of contempt.
Yeah, we're bypassing this toll booth. That's stupid. That's in how does it go awry? How does it not?
There's trolls marching towards town. Ticking down.
And, yeah, go ahead, tick down.
Three, down to one.
And then I've got a little two-week project.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, these 15 men
yep.
That were trained by the Thieves Guild to protect the town really, really don't like what's-his-face from the...
The Zealots? Actorak?
Yeah, him.
Actorak. Actorak the Zealous.
He's a jack wagon. We're not building a flippin' palisade when we want a house. We're going hunting 2 weeks.
You're going hunting?
Hunting.
For?
Deer, rabbits, birds.
Oh, you're just getting the hell out of town.
Yeah, I've just...
Got it.
Meh. We're out.
Perfect
time.
We need
food for winter anyway. We need meat.
Perfect time to send our armed men out of town.
Exactly. Which is why I gave up the contempt. Because it's like...
Yep, exactly. I love it. This is great.
Did you advance the project?
We did.
Awesome. Okay, so I got the Queen of Diamonds, which says a project finishes early.
The Palpalians.
Blessed be his light, the creator.
No, stop.
The results.
He now gets to decide the results of that project.
Oh, man.
The results. And the finish is early because everyone saw the trolls coming. So they are now needing to go back to the old route. They are seriously pissed off. With Steinstein's authorities and the religious zealots.
Please draw in the newly built palisades and their borders.
They are going to go all the way out past the fields.
Oh, wow.
And close off the road.
That wasn't just the palisade. That was an expansion project.
Oh, wow.
We added some girth to the city over there.
Apparently what we have gotten is an influx of people here.
Yes.
Apparently this cult is growing. They have been gathering, obviously, with the star overhead.
It's going to be awesome. These bastards are going to come back from lunch. Like, how the hell do we get in?
I'm in.
There's only one gate into the city, and that is at the road.
Yep. Only one way in. That can't go wrong either.
You realize one way in means one way out.
Unless you dive into the water under the palisade.
In which the sharks with the frickin' laser beams will take care of you. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so, God, I love this game.
This is really
fun. I got one action.
There is no better way to figure out what's going to happen during this year.
This is done.
Yes.
So who's ever
there? What was that?
That was the
research. That was my research facility. That's right. Arcane Research. Wah, 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 wah.
Einstein is rebuilding itself well, I think.
Yes, it is.
Actually,
we are now...
We're really getting it. We don't have a house.
Yes, but we've got more people.
We are a center, we are a center of religious and now magical power.
Yes.
So the Thieves Guild has decided...
Oh, good.
...to spend 3 weeks to give the trolls a way through and also... capitalize on the tax, you know, tax base of the road. So they want to build a tunnel underneath, a secret tunnel.
So this is on the DL.
Yeah, it's on the DL.
So this is some Thieves Guild underhanded and stuff.
Right, it's trying to give the trolls a way to get through
so
town.
So the Thieves Guild is going to try and tap into the old sewer system.
Right.
To give the trolls an underground route.
We spent time.
That will be faster and that will bypass the toll road.
For a price. Right.
Yeah, for a price.
For a cut, of course.
So
I like it.
All the way through town.
Enterprising bastards.
When did trolls become merchants?
We decided they did. Yeah, well, that's the best part.
When Kors said they started trading with
right.
Pinderidge.
No, it was whoever said that they set up a camp around
that
the diamonds.
Right.
We all have our things. I mean, I got the religious zealots. Kors has his trolls.
I'm his highly with everybody. I don't know what you're talking about.
His highly developed troll. I love it.
I can't not pick sides in this. I'm trying not to. Half troll.
Ooh.
Half trolls?
Half. Yep.
Half troll, half.
Wow.
Buxom.
Yes.
I was waiting for a monstrous race to appear that could be your thing. Obviously, it's right freaking there.
The half troll. Oh boy.
The half troll.
My next character is half.
Half something.
Something.
Oh, sheesh.
He's obviously a half troll. I mean, duh.
With a remade home up there. Homemade.
Who deals diamonds?
He's a diamond dealer. Okay. Well, the weather is nice, and people can feel potential all around them. Start a new project.
Ooh! So
the weather outside is delightful. If I could get one of them, they're nice there, hey?
All right.
My math is right. That should be the end of the season.
Counting cards over there, of course.
Yeah.
The card counter. All right, well, we're going to do a 4-week project to build a lumber mill right on the inside of the palisade there where the river comes in.
We ever going to get
Because you obviously can get through that side of the palisade.
What's that?
Logs float in on the river.
Yeah.
That's
they've developed a system where they weight them down and send them underneath.
Okay. I'll buy that.
And then I'll start a project.
Can you just start a project?
Yeah, that was part
well,
that of
one the card
start a project.
And oh. I get to start another one.
A forge, perhaps?
I'm wondering how long. I was thinking like a blacksmith, like metalworking.
Because what else would religious zealots do who are building an army?
5 weeks.
What did I?
We'll put it over.
Thought you no, got
we'll
rid
put
of
it
one.
Over here. What are you building?
Ironworks. I have ironworks.
Blacksmith.
I had three because I took one when somebody. Okay.
I got something a blacksmith about kind of
trolls.
Catch all plays.
Okay.
Did you count down?
Mm-mm. I did not.
All right.
The hunting party.
The hunting party returns with it, no way into the tax.
And the tax.
And the tax booth.
You go first.
They have a small tower to shoot any trolls that are trying to skirt them. And then,
these
yeah.
are just really intelligent trolls.
They are, but we're more intelligent than them.
They're not your D&D trolls, that's for sure, in this world.
No, our dungeon world has much, much... Highly evolved.
The whole thing with the toll booth just reminds me of Blazing Saddles. Well, someone's got to go back and get a shitload of nickels.
Oh, wow.
So,
did I take that down?
No, the one that was the hunting party.
You just started those two.
So yeah, but this one I didn't. The Thieves Guild Underground.
Oh, yeah.
So that's at four now.
Okay. The hunting party would have been back yesterday, but they couldn't figure out how the hell to get into town.
Right, they came back and found a wall.
What
the hell?
So now they are home. And they did extremely well. They found some really good hunting.
And now we have a lack of salt.
Yes, we do.
Because we need to preserve a bunch of meat for winter.
Yeah. 15 men, 200 pounds apiece worth of meat.
Impressive.
Coming back. So,
well done.
We got us a ton of meat.
That's great.
Let's see what devilish thing
did you do. Okay. The strongest among you dies. What caused the death of Aktorak the Zealous?
Oh, he dies!
Chaos!
Oh, could this be what brings him down? The Falco leader?
Not necessarily.
He died under suspicious circumstances.
I bet.
Perhaps poison? Perhaps contaminated by the filth that they were attempting to tap in the research facility? Perhaps too many visits to the Den of Iniquity?
Perhaps a clever assassination plot by the half-trolls.
Perhaps a clever assassination plot by the newly returned hunters, who do not like what they have found when they returned. Perhaps the Church of Zuthina wishes to reassert itself. No matter what you say, no one from the cult is talking about it. But there is currently division in the ranks as a successor is sought.
Uh-oh.
Zealot Civil War! Look what they've done.
Oh yeah, I got take down projects.
Well, it is starting to get cold. We might want to make those houses.
I am going to start a project.
Oh, I'm so glad about the card that I drew. So good.
We're going to build those goddamn longhouses.
Yes! it should not take 6 weeks at this point anymore. Because we had 3 weeks in on them when that project stopped.
I will
Fair
buy
enough.
That.
Let's go with four.
Yep.
As I say, we've lost some ground.
They'll have to do some rework. But.
What happened?
Aktorak the Zealous has died under mysterious circumstances.
That's unfortunate.
We're not quite sure who's to blame.
Some contempt, though.
We have restarted the housing project.
Actually, yeah. That Aktor dying and we get housing. Life is good.
A project just isn't working out as expected.
Oh, son of a bitch. No houses.
Radically change the nature of this project. Don't modify the project die. When it resolves, you'll be responsible for telling the community how it went.
So what project are you taking over and changing the nature of?
We've got the houses, we've got a lumber yard.
The religious zealots have found out about the secret tunnel for the trolls.
Oh.
And have now taken it over, turning it into a trap for the trolls.
Oh!
And they are going to burn themselves some trolls with their supply
of oil. Bring wood and oil. We'll burn like the kings of old.
And we don't change that die, so let's move into the die ticking down.
Yes. That one does not.
Oh, no, down. It ticks down.
Oh, it does. Ticks down, it just changes what it is.
It just
is.
Changes the intended purpose.
So lumber,
troll burning.
Yep, we're going to burn and eat some trolls, because I love burning and eating things.
Oh, my God!
If I am starting a project, does it have to be from somebody within the community? Or can it just be a project within the area?
As long as it's something on the map that people are doing. I mean, in general, it should be the people, someone from the community that is starting it, but...
I think... having heard of the fantastic diamond trade that Eldridge is doing, Eldridge is getting jealous and is starting to set up a, and they with their more resources, is starting to set up a a barracks and a fort out here, they are going to go after the trolls in the night.
Then I think that would just be discovering something new, and I would just draw it.
Okay, I will do that.
That is not something that our community would spend time working on, so...
Just Northridge Barracks up by the wolf?
Yep.
Well, I don't think it's there. I think it's over here.
All across the river.
It's much, much closer.
Westridge.
That's going to be Northwestridge.
This is going to be
West Northridge.
Elder Inn.
I think I sprained something.
Mitch Elder.
It's getting out. We're just building suburbs. It's awesome. The bustling metropolis gets, like, just destroyed.
How in the hell can they build an entire fort that fast? We can't even build a frickin' house.
This has been happening a long time.
Yep.
And we just discovered that. Also, they've got more supplies and are not cut off.
They didn't get hit by meteors.
Yeah,
recently.
They're not trying to rebuild an entire town. They're just existing.
Fair enough.
So, right, they are absolutely going after the diamond mine.
You took down the projects?
Yes, I did. I had
the discussion had about the one.
Yep.
And I feel like that's going to resolve the contempt for me, I think.
Okay.
Did you tick down?
Yeah.
Yes, the ticking.
Oh, I want to do both of them.
Ooh.
All right. Luke goes out to explore the map more thoroughly and find something that has been previously overlooked.
Salt!
Salt mine.
Why? Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Up here, just southwest of the wolf. is a salt deposit which was discovered by the hunting party. So that would be that.
I'm semi-shocked you didn't do the other one.
I was really close. So there's that, which should take care of our food issue come
tick
winter
downs
time.
One
tick down.
One. Oh, those trolls have no idea what's coming.
This one should be at 2, because this one was...
Yeah, it was up 1.
Oh, okay.
Just as a point of discussion, I don't think that starting a blood feud with a bunch of trolls is the right thing to do.
So you're starting a discussion?
Absolutely.
I would also agree that starting a blood feud with trolls is a bad idea, as they can provide us with large amounts of revenue for trade.
But it would be our revenue. Out of turn.
These trolls, as you call them, are an abomination to the creator and need to be ended.
Burn the unholies!
Burn the unholies.
All right. Fair enough.
But if they're burned, then it will be our revenue.
And we're done.
So good.
So much more I want to say.
Yep.
I want to argue
it's
for a little
so
while.
Good that we can't, though.
I know. It's killing me.
I have to write the creator of this game and thank him.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Again.
Yeah, I don't think that this could possibly be going better.
What resource you have in abundance of?
Religious zealous.
Really?
It was the best idea ever.
It was. As soon as I embraced it, it was.
Yeah, it took a moment to wrap your head around
it. It was. No.
We're better than trees.
Yes.
I came up with trees. That's blah.
Yeah, I'm finally fixed.
Friggin' water, how boring.
Really, just zealots, all the fun.
Salt.
What, do we have salt?
We just found it. Oh,
hey,
wait. There's some out there.
Oh,
we haven't got it yet.
Has our increase in population increased our
able-bodied adults?
Able-bodied
I think
adults?
It has. I think we no longer have a shortage of able-bodied adults. We seem to be
we
doing.
Are recruiting.
We seem to be doing plenty.
Hey, that helps me make a decision.
Oh, really good.
Nice. All right, so I got the queen. Disease spreads through the community. Choose one.
Oh, good.
Nobody knows what to do about it. Add health and fertility as a scarcity.
Ooh,
health and fertility as a scarcities.
Yep.
Wow.
And they say read all the full text, or is it...
You have to do all the bolded text.
Okay, so...
Well, if it says choose one.
Choose one. So I chose this one. I don't have to do the bolded one up here, right?
Right. You
no,
do
no,
the bolded.
Yeah, you do the bolded that's...
Right, yeah. You choose one of those lines and do what it says, so...
So yeah, we now have a new scarcity.
Did these get ticked down on Jim's turn?
Yeah. Because I had to put that back up to two, because it was...
Okay.
So now...
So this is one.
So the troll trap
this
is
This is one. These
So troll trap and... Lumber yard. Lumber mill.
Lumber.
You're not supposed to write on it.
There.
Because that looks like a board.
You get to decide how the troll trap turns out, right? Because you were the one that changed the nature.
Yeah, I changed the nature.
Okay, so...
Wait. Now, does the trap spring as soon as that happens?
I think
or is it now set?
The project is resolved. You decide what that means. You can say that it worked. You can say that the trolls have been wiped out nearly to a man. You can... You get to decide how that project resolved. And Matt's starting a project to go mine some salt.
Mm-hmm. Salt mine.
Bam! Whoop. It ain't going to take 6 weeks.
Yeah, it is. They gotta build roads, they gotta build buildings, they gotta start digging, and they gotta carry it in.
Okay.
Unless other people have other ideas, I mean...
The religious zealots waited, waited for an opportune time, and, lit the oil, which not only burned, not all, but all but, there are three trolls left.
At the mine, or...?
That are still over at the mine. But the rest of them did meet their unfortunate demise in the Tunnel of Death, which subsequently collapsed from the concussion wave that went through it.
So the diamond...
Yep, so we lost the diamonds.
Well, they're buried.
Yeah, they're buried under there. Buried treasure! Yeah.
Yes, all the diamonds obviously got buried.
Well, right under there. Not all of them.
Right, not the ones that I've
been. What's that project over there, the house?
Yeah.
Yep, houses.
No!
No, you already took them all down.
Oh, will you take them for me? Okay.
Okay.
No, that was
no.
You were finishing my turn. You were creating the event of me taking it down and finishing it.
Right.
So it wasn't really your turn.
Oh yeah. So that wasn't
my
turn.
It's Sean's turn.
Yes, right. Sean, you're right.
And I've already created my project.
Right. He created
salt
a new
mines.
Project of the salt mine.
Okay.
So now it's Sean.
Sorry, conflict. I got messed on the order there.
Conflict flares up among community members. As a result, the project fails.
Well, I'm so glad we already buried the trolls.
Oh no, not the houses again.
Damn it.
Or the metalworks or the salt mine.
So, the new leader of the religious zealots asserts himself.
Who is he?
Brickthol. This large, strapping young man. And he's decided that the creator has told him that because of the disease and infertility that's running rampant throughout the community right now, it's upon him to breed with all of the women in the village. Okay. One man whose daughter stands to be bred like so much cattle, steps forward and says, and this man quickly dies. Brickthol ain't having none of that. Brickthol's going to sleep with the women he wants to sleep with because the creator deems it necessary. This man happens to be the man who was in charge of building the houses. So that falls apart.
Again.
Did you start the recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been recording the whole time.
I get a little beep under my name. It'll be awesome.
A beep on your what?
They said my name.
Oh, I've said it a couple times.
Yeah.
It gets bippin'.
Ooh-tee-hee.
I'm gonna borrow that a second here. I don't know if I want to discuss or project or... Discover something new. Ugh. We're gonna die this way.
It could be a temperate climate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have an icicle that has not melted yet.
It's magic.
I guess we can live in the sewers. That'll only be 53 degrees.
Well, I believe that I'm going to start a project. Nice. 6 weeks from now, the religious zealots will have their own way in and out of the Grand Palisade and expand their own compound.
So they still have their own compound within the Palisade.
They do. And now they're going to expand it with their own entrance and exit out on the north.
Okay.
And that will be...
How do you start an insurrection?
With one angry
with a simple
man.
Project.
The community becomes obsessed with a single project. Which one?
Does it really say that?
Why?
Oh my god.
I'm reading my thing.
That's awesome. That couldn't possibly have worked out better.
We take more time to work on it. Add 3 weeks to the project die.
The armory. Or the metalworks.
Yes. We want to make sure that is well set. And a new project is begun. The hunters and those who are standing up to Brickthall are beginning to ally with the Temple of Scorn.
Oh!
And have begun attempting to fortify the river border, allowing them to keep the food supply hostage.
I'm good.
Yep. That's good
that's
for
good.
Me.
That's really good.
I enjoy that a lot. Yep. This is, yeah. Yes. Stew my pot of uncontentment.
Something's got to go. Okay, so these got to tick down to 5 for the salt mine, 5 for the palisade expansion, and 3 for the
zealot phase 2.
Zealot phase 2.
Okay.
The Brickthall legacy expansion.
Brickthall is not making himself any friends.
Oh, he's just raping women and building more walls.
Wait, who started the... 1, 2. Should this not be at 4? Started it.
Yeah, I didn't take that one, no.
Yep. Salt mine.
9, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Well, I haven't... Yeah, I haven't taken 4. I mean, you can go to 3 if you want.
Right, okay, right. So 4 now before you... Yeah.
Okay. So once the King of Diamonds, or the King of Clubs shows up...
King of Clubs is... Or King of Spades. Yep, King of Spades is game over.
So if it's the second card in...
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
If it's the first one in.
It's the first one. It's just...
Yep, it might be the first spade you pull. We don't know.
Harvest is here and plentiful. We have an abundance of grain.
Hallelujah!
Unfortunately, it's all on that side of the screen.
Right. Yeah, it's like Gorin's house.
As in, the Scornites and the small
house of grain.
The small original town militia are perfectly happy with this situation.
We're good.
Why are we tearing Shystein asunder at the middle?
There. I filled up the silo.
The granary is full.
And we have lots of meat, too, if we can ever get the salt to...
Yep, if we can get the salt, we can cure some meat.
Right now, we've just got a lot of beef jerky. Well, deer jerky.
Man can live on deer jerky.
You started a project, or...?
No, I have not done anything yet.
Have you ticked down...
Yeah, we need to tick things. 3.
Oh, my. Our little town.
What did you do? I'm sorry.
I just realized the implications of something that I did.
Okay. Thankfully, it's always been a long-standing tenet of... No, I can't be alone. Sorry.
Nothing here is apparently long-standing. We tend to burn it down pretty quick.
Rephrase.
It hasn't really been a quiet year, really.
The Zathinians lost control pretty early.
Yeah, so much for them establishing law and order.
It did not turn out that way.
So it's pretty much took over.
Yep.
Damn, was that what...
Hey, we had an abundance of them.
Brickthall has instituted a new tenant for the
Zealots.
Right. So,
incidentally, should we name them?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a name.
What is their?
No, I'm naming. It's my turn.
That's what he's doing. He's discovering the identity of them.
Yes,
the identity of their god.
Yes.
What do they worship?
Not Zuthina.
No.
No.
It's George R. R. Martin, because there's fire and ice.
See? Huh?
they're Martinizers.
Yes.
Martin Scorseseists.
For the... Okay. He's instituted a new tenet for the Order of the Freezing Flame.
Oh, the Freezing Flame. Long live freezing but
home. Thankfully, thankfully the new tenet is that we don't care as much about grain. We eat meat in this order. How do we propose that we go about procuring enough before winter?
For just the zealots you're talking?
Well, for oh, what amounts to their half of the town.
Because the dirty Scornanites are scoring all the grain.
Right.
Well, that, and they also have all the meat that the hunters brought back.
Right, as they're allying with the hunters.
Right, so, I am proposing for the zealots that they figure out something.
The zealots have suddenly realized they may have a food shortage problem.
Funny how that river runs through and it's pretty much...
I do like the dichotomy there, because then when our Dungeon World game starts again, it's suddenly two distinct
factions. We got options.
So I'm not looking to destroy the dichotomy. I just want to...
Mm-hmm. There was a reason why I put Scorn on the other side of the river from... I put it on the other side of the river from Zuthina, but
Zuthina was just completely overtaken.
Apparently.
Yeah, Zuthina got run... There's four guys living in a printout church.
Not entirely within the world.
The Order of the
right
Frozen
there.
Flame showed up.
Yes, the Order of the Frozen Flame.
All right.
Yeah, so that was a discussion, by the way. The question, how do we propose to go get food? I established that and started a discussion.
Go hunting? Is that a trick question?
I say we open up trade routes with other nearby cities. Build a relationship.
We attack the Scorn in the night, and we steal everything that's ours back from underneath their dead corpses. Or we go to County Market. Kill the Scornanites.
Kill the Scornanites.
Glenn's food and gas.
I need a troll meat
down in the tunnel of love.
Which is also on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I know. He's thinking.
We shall take back what is rightfully ours.
Well, that's the beauty. It doesn't mean a damn thing. So here we go. There's a lot of talk.
I think I get a statement too.
Stein, cold.
Okay. Building relationships with the Northern Eldridge will allow us to retake what is rightfully ours, and increase our trade at the same time.
Someone issues a dire warning and the community leaps into action to avoid disaster.
Oh, wait.
I didn't take down. Sorry. That's like the hardest thing to remember.
Yep, right.
Someone issues a dire warning and the community leaps into action to avoid disaster. What is the warning? And then start a contentious project that relates to it.
Start a contentious project.
We shouldn't fight. Start a friendship bridge.
You suck. That is totally where I'm going.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Sorry. Oh, you wrecked it.
I apologize.
The warning is one of the four men from the Church of Zuthina assembles the community together and says, listen, we're going to starve, we're going to freeze, and all you guys want to do is steal food from each other. This is insanity. You're building walls to hold us in, and all you're doing is causing this to be our tomb. We need to learn to work together. It doesn't matter who's in charge as long as we are working together to build the community. And he starts a 3-week project to build a bridge from the granary to the north side, but all the wood that is being used to build that bridge is coming from the Palisade extension of the Order of the Frozen Flame.
So wait, are you also adding time then to the... Can you do that?
I don't
is
know
that
if I can.
You can't affect other projects. That project continues.
Right, he's just saying that it's taking wood from that project.
So
that's... I wasn't saying that it would discontinue the project. I was just asking if that makes it take longer.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. They're just supplying the wood for the bridge, so it doesn't come from, like, as a gesture of good faith. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess I'll go there.
Sure.
Sure. But see, that isn't really contentious because that's just giving the Order of the Frozen Flame everything they want. They want the food.
Maybe that's what's contentious about it.
Fair enough.
Good. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the people who are over here building fortifications aren't going to be happy about you trying to build a bridge.
I'm sure.
All right.
So there's that. So I get to start a different project as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you
first we have to take down all the projects. Yeah. So.
Nope, that one just started.
What is this?
That is the forge.
Blacksmith.
Okay. Yeah. Smith forge.
The smithy is complete. Yeah. And it is awesome because they took 3 extra weeks to make it perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So that baby spits out like Valyrian steel.
Right. That's it.
Ooh. Suddenly the Score Knights.
They got themselves the knight.
And a way to get over to the Palisade. See, maybe that's part of that project, is it takes out part of the Palisade. So there's no division there anymore. Anyway, too late for that. And then I start a project. It is a 3-week project. Actually, it's a 4-week project. Because we are not only going to finish the dang houses, we're going to expand them to accommodate some of the extra people, so there's more housing available for
everybody. All the housing project begins again!
For the third time!
Yes, I will.
That poor project just can't.
I promise you, citizens, we will have houses. Come so far.
Yeah. All right. Chicken in every pot.
I don't know what's got.
Someone sabotages a project and...
Oh, son of a bitch!
As a result... So, project fails as a result. Oh,
there's a lot of projects that could fail right now.
And why? So, Palisades are going to fail.
Oh, yes.
Because with the bridge getting built, the Score Knights believe that it's just a way for the Zealots to the north are trying to infringe on their territory. So, they want to cause some contention. They actually spread rumors that someone else has done it.
False flag operation.
Right.
Oh, great. They've been working
with the Thieves Guild from the north just to kind of...
Right, yeah. Because the house...
Yeah, the Den of Iniquity is up north there, but they're definitely allied with these guys.
Yeah. So that's kind of what they're doing. Yeah.
Awesome.
The project that I'm starting...
You start a project, we gotta tick down.
You're right. Sorry.
Which means the salt mine
woohoo!
Is online.
The winter. Did you
we
do
are
this
plus salt
mine. Who started the salt mine?
I did.
That's the friendship bridge.
And then this is the...
That's the fortifications along the riverfront.
Nice.
There will be towers on the friendship bridge. With arrows guarded.
There's now a small gate there for the salt to come through. I'll be starting a fairly decent-sized project of 5 weeks, building a brand-new hotel for all the traffic that's coming in.
You started running an inn?
Yeah, an inn.
Frequent pilgrimages to the...
To the
freezing flame.
Yeah, well, actually, because, you know, there has been rumors that it's actually a druid in there, the end will be called the Frozen Druid.
Frozen Druid.
And it's being backed by a bunch of rich folks from the church here. Yeah,
oh,
from the church.
Good thinking. Get them back involved.
Frozen Druid Inn.
It'll be made from stone from the local quarry.
Or what's left of the Church of the
Zuvina. Yeah, right. Okay.
It didn't complete.
No, but it seems to have lost all of its power.
So that's your okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that one just kind of went.
Someone leaves the community after issuing a dire warning. Who? What is the warning? One of the 4 men who have been hunkering down in the Church of Zathena.
Which one?
Thomas the Chafed.
Yep.
He's got like a skin problem. He stands at the gate here one morning just after sunrise when everybody starts getting up to do their thing.
He just starts yelling at the top of his lungs, "I have an announcement to make." Every guy gather around, so the town kind of gathers around a little bit, and he says, "I've had it with all your political bullshit. I've had it with all your nitpicking. I've had it with all the fighting. I could run this town better than any of you, and to prove it, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to rule." And he leaves.
That's not going to end well for somebody.
Thus saith Thomas the Chafed.
Oh, fuck yes, thank you.
Oh, no.
It's yeah.
So he needs to tick down, which means my...
The fortifications
are fortifications are completed.
Around,
along the riverfront.
Right up to the Friendship Bridge.
Right up to Friendship Bridge. They're completed before Friendship Bridge.
Right. Friendship Bridge will have to break
and they're down. And they're actually walling off, they're choosing to wall off around the taint.
good choice.
However, they are using the entrance from the, troll killing caves. That entrance is the entrance that they are now using, and they have allied with surviving trolls.
Ooh!
I like it.
I need to...
We need to take down the rest of these, too. That's the Friendship Bridge down, that one down,
and the inn.
And then the
that's inn. The Friendship Bridge just became the bridge to nowhere.
I love the Friendship Bridge.
All right.
All right, so... Oh, we haven't discovered something new in a while, have we?
We don't have time.
So, yeah, the year is getting thin. Scant weeks remain.
Do we have salt now, right?
Oh, we do have salt.
Yes, technically.
Oh, here's something new we can discover.
We just don't have health or fertility.
Not yet.
We're cursed.
Although, what's his name? The new leader of the...
Brickthal.
Well,
he's
yeah.
doing his best.
He's, yeah.
He's pulling away.
Here's something that, we've discovered. The Eldritches have gone to war.
Ooh.
Death and carnage.
Oh,
wow.
That's not good.
No, that's war!
That
good God, y'all!
What's it good for?
Absolutely nothing!
The parish arrives. Who are they? Why have they chosen your community, and for what?
Because this is just this area is a man-made religious
And what gate do they come through?
No, coming triumphantly back through the main gate.
Oh, Thomas the Chief!
Thomas leads the parish.
Thomas the Chief.
What? That didn't take long. It turns out was very wealthy. And very influential with the Church of Zuthina, which is now here to enforce. The parish is the elite zealot hunting faction of the Church of Zuthina.
Wow. It's the Zuthina Inquisition, baby.
And, we are starting a 2-week project to kill Brickthal. And establish control of the area.
Oh, contempt!
Militarily.
I'm going to have to take a contempt
just
for the simple fact that there are zealots don't want that to happen.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep.
There's a lot of zealots who don't want that to happen.
There is.
There's some Thieves Guild people that don't want that to happen either.
There's a lot of people that... Yeah,
there's a lot of...
We were finally getting... Somewhere.
There were women being raped every day. What a town.
Did we tick everything down?
I did not tick anything down.
Okay, so the bridge is nowhere.
The Friendship Bridge is complete. Whoever started that.
That's a Jim project.
We, by the way, have all the housing on our side.
Jim, how did the Friendship Bridge end up?
It works just fine.
It goes right into the barricade.
It comes up from both sides and goes down. There's a big wall right in the middle of it. Looks a great deal. And they painted it very nicely like a rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Right up to the big black wall. Right down the middle of it.
Oh,
and the guard towers.
Right.
On either side.
to keep people off the friendship bridge in case things get
shitty. Oh, my lord. However, in the spirit of friendship, they did put a gate there.
I was like, there is a tiny gate.
There is a gate there, which is locked from both sides.
Right. You have to have
mutual consent to get through.
That is so friendly.
Kind of like the North Korea, South Korea.
Such a lovely... Yep, that's exactly what it is. We got the demilitarized zone over the river. Oh, I love it. Go.
How is Steinstein not tearing itself apart?
No! It is tearing itself apart.
We're playing it out right now, baby, and then you guys get to live in it.
I think it's...
A project finishes early.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh, they killed Brickfall.
The Zuthinians!
Have come in. Killed Brickfall.
Wow.
And overtaken. Okay, they've pushed the religious zealots back into their own little area. They've also overtaken the magical workshop.
Ah.
And have thus started a project there to increase our health and fertility.
To take care of the blight. Yes!
Wow.
The Zuthinians are here to clean up this freaking mess.
They're good people.
Because that was my project.
Did we take down the other projects?
Oh, no, I did not. The houses are finally
done. Gets his houses!
It only took, like, 9 months. Best part is the tent city is still being occupied.
Right, like that thing has been in heavy usage.
Don't be looking through those.
No, I gotta go. That's why I was looking to see how close it was. I gotta go. I gotta work in the morning.
What time is it?
It's just after 10:30. I set 10:30 as kind of my limit, but my turn was happening, so I just...
Yep. Well,
do we want to keep going, or do, I mean...
We're almost done. Okay. We're not too, too far.
I can't wait the additional 10, 15 minutes.
Yep. All right, man. So, catch you later.
All right. Good night.
Peace out, buddy.
Thank you so much. You have contributed so much.
Thank you for bringing me in. I think when we get back to DW, it's going to be...
Thank you for providing me so much. So much.
You have a plethora of...
Yeah, so much material to work with here. So much to work with here.
Mind-wrecking.
Yes.
Let me know how things turn up at the end. I'm sure I'll call you. Like,
talk to you tomorrow. Yep. Later.
Later.
All right.
Oh, God, I love this game. A natural disaster strikes the area. What is it?
Oh.
The dams were not supported well.
Oh, no.
And the taint.
The taint has returned to the water supply. The canal runs empty, all the water flows into the crater, and then comes out tainted.
So do that.
Oh, holy Shania Twain. Tough choice here. You focus on getting everyone to safety, remove an abundance, and a project fails. The abundance that is removed is water.
Which project fails is the question. The research?
Oh,
yep.
No. We have crappy water and nobody's healthy.
Well, they are not sicker. They are just as sick as they were before.
Right, they were attempting to get to the bottom of the
but
sickness.
But when they lost their water supply...
Well, more importantly, they were studying the taint that was at the bottom of the crater, and when the crater reflooded,
they no longer have access to everything that they need. And
it's some interesting or
it was
important people
I had to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and I wasn't going to do that. So, so now let's see. What's his face died? So my project is Brickfall is dead. So
winter is here.
No way, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just called for the first card of winter.
See.
Shit.
2 week
did
project.
Did you tick this down?
No, I did not.
Okay.
2 week project. A group of hunters goes out to obtain more meat to be preserved for the winter, although it's probably going to be kind of slim pickings now that winter is here. And several that have remained behind are using the salt that we now have to preserve the meat that we already had.
Here's a question.
Since the Zuthinians have come in and taken over and driven the Order of the Frozen Flame back within the Palisades, is the Friendship Bridge now open? Or are the Zuthinians just as contentious with the Scornites and the...
I would say that the Friendship Bridge is open.
Yep.
Because the Zealots are just over the edge. I mean, they
yeah.
Right, that was the reason for the walls going up was the Zealots taking control in the first place. So, I agree. Okay, just checking. Cool. Checking on the status. All right, works for me.
Do I need to do things in the order? Like, can I, like...
You resolve the card first, then you tick down the projects, then you start, then you do your action.
What if I can do one of these first, and then it will...
What does the card do?
Okay, so the
you
card
have to
says...
do the card first.
Someone comes up with a plan to ensure safety and comfort during the coldest months. Start a project related to this.
So you have to resolve the card first, so you have to start the project.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't say they made a discovery about the...
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Order of operations.
Always trying to bend the rules this one.
Even on a story game.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask. I was trying to get clarification.
All right.
There is no clarification.
What are they doing?
They are going to build a market.
Market square.
That will provide a way for more commerce to come in and food to come in.
I don't think that'll take 6 weeks.
You don't think so?
I think four.
Yeah.
Not even.
Okay.
Because we have... the frames of buildings there to work from.
We're okay with lumber.
Yep.
We're okay with the salt. We're okay with...
It's not like a market right now.
We now have a Friendship Bridge where farms food is coming across the bridge again.
Right. I'd say three or four. Four would probably be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll stick with four.
So there's been a discovery of something new.
Ooh, something new.
The newcomers have come in and basically have figured out that this is the cause for the infertility and the problem with the water, and that it needs to be removed, and they've figured out how to safely remove it. So,
what is it? What is the source?
It is a large chunk of the meteorite, and it has a magical ability to rot your insides.
So, you've discovered that there is bad magic at the bottom of the lake.
You couldn't just go with heavy metal poisoning?
So, now we need to tick down the hunting party.
The hotel is open!
Welcome to the Frozen Druid!
The Frozen Druid Inn!
Draw it up. Is now open.
Blue is welcoming. Yeah.
Alright, so, winter is harsh, and desperation gives rise to fear-mongering. Choose one. And I choose declare war on someone or something. This counts as starting a project. So,
who's declaring war on who?
The Zealots. They've been pushed back.
They're not happy about that.
They've come to just... It's time to do something. The Creator is not pleased with their lack of influence. The Frozen Flame must burn brightly with its cold hue. The new leader... Chrysothal steps forward outside and embraces the ice-encapsulated man, puts his ear to it, and acts like he's listening to it say something to him. And then he goes into this crazy religious ecstasy and all talking tongues and junk. Goes inside where two naked maidens clothe him in this armor that he found. This armor was made to fit a half-troll, and it's made out of diamonds. And he steps out with his very small army now. I mean, he's got maybe 25 followers. Some of them are still the young boys carrying sticks. Nothing too crazy. But he decides he's going to stick it to the Zuthinians.
Yeah, I wonder how long that'll last.
We'll find out in 2 weeks.
The parish is under attack.
Yeah. The parish Frozen Flame War.
And we got war everywhere.
It is war. War and war.
Now, tick down the other projects. The hunting party returns. Successful.
Yep. They return. Not nearly as successful as the one earlier. A lot of the animals are hibernating. But they got a pretty good amount of meat. We should be okay on meat for the rest of the winter. And now they all salted away and all are good.
All right. I'm going to... start another project.
Did we tick down the market square?
Yep. Mm-hmm. 6 week project. This war is getting a little closer. Anti-siege engines.
And fortifying the wall and all that, too.
Of the eastern side.
Reinforce our eastern border.
Thanks to the Scorn Knights.
A great atrocity is revealed. What is it? Who uncovers it?
I think that's your card.
Mm-hmm.
That's yours.
great atrocity is revealed. War up here.
Religious battleful souls.
With a group remaining that's aligned with the trolls.
Remaining trolls.
Yeah, Northridge over here. Anybody man the toll booth anymore?
Yeah, we're still collecting taxes.
From trolls.
No, there's no troll traffic anymore. Remember, we burned them all to death.
There are three remaining ones.
Right, but I don't think they're going on the road anymore.
Oh, well, because the mine caved in anyway.
No, not the diamond mine.
Oh, I thought it did.
No,
that was a trap. They
okay.
They're still making trade this way.
Well, yeah, if we allied with them, I'm pretty sure we took the toll road down.
If the three remainder, I don't know.
There's only three of them.
Well, unless reinforcements came from...
But that was abandoned, according to the statement on the...
Well, it was abandoned by us, by people. We thought it was inhabited by, you know...
Oh.
Wild animals.
Gotcha.
That was before we knew they were civilized.
That was months ago.
Yeah.
Anything you can be living in there now.
What atrocity has been revealed? This whole thing is just a game five dudes were playing.
No!
You ruined it.
Battle of the gods.
I hate Dallas.
Damn you, Persephone!
Damn you, Persephone.
Oh, I can't, anybody have anything good? I'm drawing a blank.
Atrocity?
A great atrocity is revealed.
It discovers something gruesome?
Yeah, that someone has done. Who's doing it and who has revealed it? Who did it or is doing it?
The atrocity is that the Thieves Guild caused all their problems to begin with.
Ooh.
They could drop that bomb. Or, you know, something like cannibalism.
Or they found the bodies that Scorn has been creating.
The whole Scorn.
That whole conundrum. That oxymoron there.
Yeah. Hey, this hospital. How come there's all these dead bodies out back?
What's going on with that? Somebody's taking up necromancy?
Or necrophilia?
All the dead
Somebody's. Somebody's been taking the bodies. From the Scornites, the bodies have been going missing.
I smell a mystery.
And we don't know who's taking them. It's like they're getting up and walking away.
That's not telling. Did you count down?
No, I have not ticked down projects yet. So, one more week on their pushback.
You need to start a discussion project.
I get to do something. So, I will discover something new. The star has left the sky.
Ooh, foretelling.
Winter is coming.
Winter is here.
Oh!
And that is when certain heroes arrive at the one-year anniversary of the falling of stars.
I'll get all that we didn't do.
I wanted one more! Eldridge!
So
they're pissed that their guy never came back. Midge never came back.
Huh?
They're going to finish, or are they just they're still getting built?
Done.
That's process. The point. So we are in the middle of the zealots attempting to fight back against the
frozen flame against the parish.
The market is still only half constructed,
and they're very beginnings of the skeletons of siege and anti-siege.
All right, and the town begins to prepare for the war to come their way somehow. How will they deal with it?
I like this game in the context that we're using it in.
I like that it means something for our characters.
Yes.
If it didn't have that aspect to it, it wouldn't be as fun.
Right.
It'd still be good, but it makes it even better.
Yeah. It gives it a little extra oomph that you know that this is a world that you are now going to have to run around in after all of this is said and done. So it keeps things from going off the rails, I think, a little bit too, nicely.
you know, sort of having a framework to build it on. The previous times that I have played this, here's the maps from all previous games that I have played.
Is that a pterodactyl?
I don't even remember.
Plays with your kids.
That looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah, that was like Nessie.
Is that a graveyard? Looks like a graveyard with bodies coming up.
Yep, the dead were rising.
That guy looks like he's got a huge joint.
I think that was a dead body.
Yeah, say, what kind of game are you playing?
let's see, over here we had like a lake on fire.
Well, that's Detroit.
That's just pretty
Ted? Funny. Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on there with Ted. I've forgotten. This was like a city under a dome, and the air was bad. Tons? Yeah, 10 dead animals.
The Titanic is sinking, and then
yeah, there was a giant sunken boat. Those are penguins. Those are penguins. There was darkness all over, and the only place light shone through was in this like little hollow, and it was occupied by talking penguins. And then they like ascended, and then they ascended to heaven.
Really?
It went nuts. That game went off the rails. That game, we were like, what the hell is going on here? But yeah, so I've saved all of the stuff from all the previous games. So you can see, monkey killed the trees. What do we have? Serpentor out of the medium building.
Rise, Serpentor, arise.
That was a great movie.
Ian Christopher led the expedition to find water. Jethro led the destruction of the heat generator. Yeah, there's George, the old man, the only man, was killed. It was an entire village full of women.
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, the Castle Anthrax!
Yeah. Yes.
Sappho is our new village name.
Welcome to Sappho. Sounds like a department store, doesn't it?
Well, it should be. So, we hope you have enjoyed.
I did.
That was cool.
That was a fun way to figure out what happened in that intervening year before your return.
That's an awesome way to build worlds. I think if you did that and just said, okay, you got a great character.
Right, and that's why, like I said, originally when I bought this game, I bought it to play, then to take this, just make up something from pure scratch, and then that's where your characters come in for the Apocalypse World game. Which is another game that uses a similar game engine that's based... It's the one that Dungeon World is based on, is actually Apocalypse World was the original. But it's
Monster of the Week.
It's very much... Yeah, Monster of the Week is also built on it. But that Apocalypse World engine is extremely flexible, only in it. It's very much built to show that lack of resources and... social intrigue and power plays and yeah. So anyway,
wasn't a very quiet year. Actually, it was pretty.
It was a hellacious year.
Yeah, that's our fault.
Well, by comparison to what happened before the year started, you know.
Yeah.
I guess
asteroids falling from the sky and what hell you guys are about to rain down on this poor town as you return, because God knows the last time you guys visited it didn't end well for the town. So
that wasn't my fault. It was not my fault.
Hey. You will arrive finding the Church of Zuthina's elite parish operators hard pressed by a diamond armor wearing fiend.
They're one guy in armor. The rest of them they're done.
Leading the Order of the Frozen Flame, who may be about to find some interesting things about their worship as the ice begins to crack.
Nice.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.